Chapter 7. I didn't need the light. Fang provided that. The sheer pale blue light adorned the blade. I didn't need an orb to follow either. Now that I knew where the dragons were, dark or light, I'd never forget. No twist or turn would fool me. I didn't run, I didn't trot. I dared anything to cross me. Two gnolls did. Two gnolls died. No one would harm any of my friends again. No one from this tunnel, anyway. Not ever again. I wasn't far from the large cavern with the urns of light where I'd met Kryzok the first time, when another Drakus greeted me in the large tunnel. It held Brenwar's warhammer in its hands and smiled.
"Put that down,"
I said.
"Take it,"
it hissed. I didn't realize they could talk so well. It surprised me. We charged. Our weapons clashed. It sounded like the world exploded. Fang kept humming. The Drakus kept swinging, hammering away at the sword in my arms. Fang's humming got louder and louder. The ringing rose. The Drakus dropped to his knees. The warhammer fell from its fingers. I struck it down with a single blow. Its head rolled away. Fang's humming stopped. And the blade's light went cold. Laughter echoed in the chamber. I picked up Brenwar's warhammer, stepped over the Drakus, and strode into the light of the cavern. An arrow buried itself in my scaled shoulder.
"Welcome back, Nathdragon,"
Kryzok said. He was holding Akron and knocking another arrow.
"I sure like these Morite arrows. They'll put a hole through anything. Extra light and fast, too."
"Shoot all the arrows you want,"
I said, yanking the arrow from my arm and tossing it.
"They won't prevent your imminent death. I'll avenge my friend."
"Friend?"
Kryzok said, cocking his head.
"Are you certain about that, Nathdragon? Perhaps I did you a favor."
The word struck me funny. Cooled my inferno. My stance softened. What was he talking about? Kryzok lowered the arrow tip toward my chest. He was alone. I sensed no more Drakus, gnolls, or goblins. But certainly the feline fury was near, ready to pounce from anywhere. I scanned the nooks and crannies. But it was only the two of us and the flames. Where was everyone else? What game was he playing? Shoulder aching, I switched Fang into my good arm and stepped forward.
"I think it's time to close that mouth of yours permanently."
"Ah, yes, you never were one to let others do the talking, now, were you?"
Again, what was he talking about? How did he know me?
"No,"
I said.
"I always found the conversation of others quite boring. Just like the one we're having now."
I continued forward. Kryzok closed one eye and took a half breath. The arrow ricocheted off Fang's blade. I bolted towards Kryzok and swung. Like a phantom, he faded and was gone.
"Awfully hard to hit what you can't touch."
He was distant now, on the other side of the cavern, standing by one of the urns. He lowered Akron to the ground and held up a finger.
"A moment, Nathdragon. Then you may have at me with all your fury."
My blood raced. His tone and demeanor irked me. He slid his deep purple robes from his big frame, revealing a thick leather chest plate of armor. His long arms bulged with hard muscle and tattoos. He wiped the sweat from his tattooed head, rubbed it into his hands, and slid one mailed gauntlet on over the other. He reached down and wrapped his meaty hand around his crude-looking war mace and nodded, closing his eyes and murmuring. I didn't attack until he was ready. This was a challenge fight. All of me against all of him.
So be it then.
No one ever stood against me one-on-one. I didn't care what weapon he had. I had two dragon arms. He opened his eyes.
I'm ready now.
He banged his mace on the floor. It started to glow.
Prepare to feel my power.
No. Prepare to feel mine.
I raced across the cavern floor, Fang high over my head in one dragon hand and Brenwar's warhammer in the other. I leaped. He swung. His mace exploded into my chest like a crack of thunder. It hurled me backward and slammed me across the floor.
That was fast. That was powerful. Like a giant.
I've been dying to do that,
he said. I could barely breathe. I gasped and coughed and rose to my feet.
Why is that?
I said, walking back over. He didn't say. He swung instead. I blocked and shuffled. Kryzok hammered at me, each strike getting faster than the other. Every blow juddered my arms at the elbows and buckled my knees. He was using magic, a great deal of it, at that. Speed, strength, you name it, he had it. No mortal was that strong or that fast. His head glowed with bright colors and his eyes were like fire.
What's the matter, Nathbragan?
He said.
Nothing smart to say?
I drove my fist into his mouth. It felt like hitting a rock. He drove a mailed fist into my belly. Steel clashing against steel. I struck. He parried. He struck. I countered. We banged back and forth for another minute.
Tell me how you know me,
I said, shoving him back. I backed up and rubbed my aching shoulder. My chest burned and heaved.
Ah,
he said.
So now it matters what I think, does it? Well, after I've beaten you into submission, perhaps I'll tell. Assuming you survive.
Oh, I'll live all right, I said. I just wanted to give you a chance to talk before you die. You see, Kryzek, I'm not holding back anymore.
Is that so?
He said.
Absolutely.
I sheathed Fang and pulled Dragonclaw out. Its blade shimmered and shined. Kryzek narrowed his eyes.
That it then, Nathbragan.
I puffed smoke and let the dragon out. Kryzek was a skilled soldier, but his technique was flawed. It was all strength and no finesse. I ducked under the war mace, ripping over my head, and drove Dragonclaw into his shoulder. I busted his iron chin with Dragonclaw's hilt. Kryzok's knees wobbled. He was fast, but not the fastest thing I'd ever seen. Dragons were faster. He wasn't a dragon.
I was.
I busted his wrist with one blow after the other.
What are you doing?
He said, wrapping two hands around his weapon.
Picking you apart,
I said, laughing. Dragonclaw dug into his leg. Kryzok busted me in the arm, and Dragonclaw slipped from my grasp. He punched me in the face and rocked my head back. I punched him back. We locked up.
Drop yours, and I'll drop mine,
he said, staring into my eyes.
Gladly,
I said. I broke it off and tossed Brenwar's warhammer and Fang into the ground. He dropped his mace. Kryzok was bleeding bad and limping. He didn't stand a chance. He wiped the blood from his mouth and spat. My shoulder burned, but I could still take him. One dragon arm was better than two man arms, magic or not. I would make him pay for what he'd done to Shum. But I wanted answers to my questions. Why was he doing this? Who was behind it all? I was going to put him down and squeeze his neck until I found out. I balled up my fist and took a step forward. He raised his mailed fist and said,
"Next time, Nath Dragon,"
and bumped them together. The cavern shook and started to cave in. I jumped out from under a falling boulder. When I looked up, Kryzak was gone, his war mace as well.
"Guzan,"
I said, but I wasn't alone. Goblins and gnolls spilled into the room, weapons raised and mouths crying for my blood. I snatched up Fang and Warhammer and faced the horde that came at me. A furnace erupted inside me. I yelled out my new battle cry.
"Dragon! Dragon!"